Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios to encourage you is the one, the only, Steve Kalaseski.
Good morning.
I'm so excited about you encouraging us. I'm going to give a shout out this morning to Reverend G. Brother Willie Grayson, man, we love you. We're excited about you coming from Oklahoma, man. Give a shout out there. We're praying God's traveling angels go with you. We're looking forward to having you as a guest with us on VFN Radio. Give a shout out to all of our VFN family stretched around the world. From Okinawa, Japan to Klein, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Give a shout out to our city folk out there in the Bronx. Good morning, Crystal. We'll give a shout out to Toys R Us this morning. Maria, oh my goodness. Turn it up, crank it up for your office so I can say hello to everybody at Toys R Us. Good morning from VFN Radio, Toys R Us in New Jersey. A shout out this morning to Kevin in Lakeland, man. We love you, man. We're excited about some things that we got going on to get to you, man. Just pray blessings on your family and a vision for the future, man. God's blessing is on you. Morning. Welcome. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios this morning, the one, the only, Steve Kalaseski.
Howdy.
Howdy. Man, what happened to you? That is not how you talked. What happened?
Sometimes it's y'all, sometimes it's howdy, sometimes it's hey guys.
Just
wherever we are, just.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, you think about it, you know, how did you used to say hi?
Hey guys.
Even if it was ladies, hey, you said guys. Hey guys?
Oh, it's all guys up north. Yankees, it's
Is
hey
it
guys.
Really? Oh, I thought they had ladies up there.
Oh yeah, in Pittsburgh, it's yins.
Yins. Well, good morning, Yins from Pittsburgh, and that's cool, isn't it? Is it called Pittsburghese?
Pittsburghese.
Yeah, man, that is so cool, man. I'm so glad to have you with me this morning. You know, Pat is in travels with his family down to Orlando, and we just pray God's traveling angels with you, Pat and Tracy and the whole crew. And as a matter of fact, hopefully we get a chance today to be able to let you hear, you know, Jonathan's, his son, 10-year-old son's dream. We wanted to do that yesterday, but everything was just, it's amazing. You know, we want to tell you so much, but there's such a limited amount of time to be able to do it. If you miss yesterday's program, you got to catch it. It'll be up in the highlights. It'll be up on your app and previous shows. There's always an archive available on your VFN TV app. It's VFN Radio Archives as well. And we talked about, you know, Muslim Brotherhood 101, you know, getting an understanding of it. And also we talked about, we began to discover what our president's vision is, our leader's vision is for our country. It's important to know their vision.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we were really enlightened about anti-colonialism and how the perceptions of many people in the world is that, you know, that that they want to remove everything that happened during the Great Britain and America's rule to return things back to the way they were prior to that, which is actually the year 1500s.
A little bit of a change. A little bit of a change.
Oh, my goodness. You got to catch that. You've got to catch it. You know, give us a little, be a little patient with us this week. We're going to have things up. If you missed it and you don't see it there, it will be available to you. All of our, it'll be there. It'll be there. So make sure you look for it. It'll be up in highlights as well. Well, so many things, you know, are happening. We try to kind of get a cream of the, you know, kind of scrape off the top of that and find out what it is. A lot of stuff is just noise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just noise. It's just, it's amazing, the noise. You know what I'm saying? It's just like
everywhere.
Noise. It's just noise
everywhere.
Like, do you really listen to this noise? Do you watch that noise? I mean, there's nothing. There's no substance to that. There's nothing. You know, there.
Mm-hmm.
And many people go, That's why I actually watch it. And it's like, well, that means there's going to be nothing in your head,
you know? but noise.
You know, you know, trying to hide from, you know, our realities. But first, I want to talk about, you know, God's news behind the news. You know, one quick thing that just happened. It just happened this morning in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This was posted about 17 minutes ago. A gunman opened fire at a bar in a hometown of the University of Alabama and wounded many people. And a total of 17 people are being treated in the DCH Regional Medical Center. A hospital spokesman says Brad Fisher with the Associated Press. They're reporting this. And they don't even have the gunman yet. So I just want to encourage you to pray for them. Pray mm-hmm. for these 17 as a hangout for students, some of the students from the university there. And, you know, pray for justice, that this person would be called. But also for these students, that they would not, you know, that they would live and not be injured. And it's a sign of what's happening. You know, I remember, you know, that. And we're going to talk about, you know, what's the perspective of this? Well, we've seen an increase in this, and we're going to see more of an increase of this unless we, as God's people, humble ourselves. You know, we talk about that, and it's like, why do you keep bringing that up? Because I want the stuff to stop.
Because God's word is true.
Yeah, he's like, you know, somebody says, well, you know, you just continually to say that, you know, but think about it. If it happened, we wouldn't need to say it anymore.
Right.
It'd be, and not only that, the only way we could stop this is not get, you know, $10 million to every police officer's budget. It's for the church just to go down to our knees and say, God,
right,
you know, stop this tide that's turning against us. You know, we've sinned against you and turn from our wicked ways. And so right now, you know, it's really tough when you see somebody, you know, suffering, a nation suffering for decisions that you're making or not making. And so I just want to encourage you that there is hope for this kind of situation to stop. It's when the church begins to respond to what God is saying right there. You know, I want to look at the top five blogs, the top five of our viewers. If you have not known about it, it's our VFN TV blog. You get to it at vfntv.com, and you click on the blog. And well, there's just you know, thousands are coming and viewing. We have our highlights there. We have you know, stories there. We have videos, what we talked about, only through the radio. You can't see what we're talking about. We have pictures, we have resources, and you can carry it so much further, you know, in the blog. You can carry mm-hmm. it further, you know what I'm saying? And you'll even have whatever we talked about that the editors edit it and have it ready. So even that little clip, that little mm-hmm. segment's available to you, so you can see the resources, you can hear the segment. It's really cool. But the top five, what is the top five today? The top five is where to start for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. That's the top. Mm-hmm. That's so encouraging.
Number one.
Listeners, that is encouraging. You know, where do we start with transformation? And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet seen this, it's heard this, you can go to the VFNTV blog and search for or look at the post. It's called Where to Start for Transformation. The big thing is that, you know, a lot of people are looking at other people. They're blaming They're blaming. Blame is just. Oh, you know what blame stands for? Do you know what blame stands for?
But look.
Mm-hmm.
At my excuse.
But look at my
excuse. But look at my excuse.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's like, at what point do you get tired of blaming everybody for your own decisions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how in the world are they going to repent for your sin? You know what I'm saying? There's no witnesses or suspects at the throne of God. You got to answer alone. Right. And since the Garden of Eden, you know, we have a tendency in our sin nature just to want to just kind of shift the blame. You know, Adam said to God, you know, what's going on? He goes, it's that woman you gave me, right? And then God talks to Eve, and she says, it was that serpent in the garden. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And ever since, you know, we've been blaming everybody. But the truth is, they both ate and they were both held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which means this is the cool thing. Transformation begins with you. It begins with you.
Yourself.
Yeah. You're gathering of people that you come together and you worship at. You know, we always talk about the church is the individual believers. And, you know, when you're gathered together, Christ is in your midst. Jesus is in your midst, ruling as king. And to know that, that you can begin with transformation with yourself. And it's a whole step process of 6 weeks. Find out, you got to see it. Because think about it. It could begin with you. How often mm-hmm. has God begun to do something and it begins with one person? Mm-hmm. Stop criticizing the body of believers that you're with and begin to transform yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it's a 6-week process. And once you see God transforming you, then you can begin to challenge a few others to do what you do.
Right.
And then you together can challenge a few others, and you'll find out that all of a sudden your whole gathering, your church gathering, can be transformed. No matter where you're at, if you're in a crystal cathedral, if you're in a stucco building, if you're in a metal building, if you're in a storefront building, if you're meeting in a coffee shop, if you're meeting in a house, if you're meeting under an oak tree, I mean, you can begin transformation through you. Find out more about that on the VFN TV blog. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the number one blog today is where to start with transformation. Because so many people go, you know, we need to march in the streets. We need to do this. Like, dude, you haven't even personally transformed mm-hmm. yet. You know, you haven't personally transformed right. yet. And it's kind of making it obvious. You know what I'm saying? We need righteousness. And God's going, well, you know, you're going to need me to empower you to mm-hmm. get rid of that stuff in your life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you can find that out. And of course, if you, beginning and abiding, you go to iabide.org to do that. But you can find out more about that. The second one is Islam. The name of it is Islam Transforming a Nation Through Migration. And this is so important. It's Islam Transformation Through Migration Done by Immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a video there. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. We talked about everything, but it just time was flying. And you got to see this video. It goes with yesterday's broadcast. And yesterday's broadcast was the 17th, yeah. July the 17th. And you put those two together and listen to that extra hour and then watch this.
It's
the
16th yesterday.
It's the 16th. Oh, thanks.
16th.
And then listen to the extra hour and then watch this video, because you're going to find out that it's being done through migration and immigration. And they have projections of just through time alone, because Americans are choosing not to have children
mm-hmm.
because we're focused on ourselves.
Right.
Or we're aborting our children.
Right.
You know, hundreds of thousands of babies mm-hmm. are being killed in the womb. But Islam, they're not killing their babies.
Right, 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah, and having multiple births, and with that, just through osmosis alone, that they're moving in, and it talks about the projections of what's happening in all these different nations, and that with that you're going to find out if America doesn't wake up, you know, just through a turn alone, it's just through population growth right. alone as it happens. And Europe's about to be turned over in so many years, Indonesia and different countries. And you mm-hmm. can see that. And it just plainly talks about the birth rate. And it talks about this. The only way you can maintain a people group, you have to have a certain birth rate.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, America is teetering on the edge. Are we going to keep this particular, we're at the bottom level of that birth rate. And we might be under it now. Which just means 25 years, if at that present state, that you won't even be around anymore.
Right.
You won't even be around in 25 years. Isn't that wild? There's no way to recover it.
Gone.
Even if you wake up and go, oh, I think I'm going to believe Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, I believe it is. The reason why two become one flesh is to have a godly offspring. And then I'm going to have children. We're going to have children, and I'm going to raise them and teach them the ways of the Lord, mm-hmm. and train them up in the ways of God. And when they don't, they get old, they won't depart from it. You know, if you get that somewhere in that 25 years, it's too late. If you get to that point, there's not enough recovery time to save that culture, that, mm-hmm. that particular group. And so you lose the people group. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild?
Significant, because that's where it's at right now.
That's exactly where it's at. You know, you get, it's, there's this hate. There's this narcissism in regards to your children take from me, and they want, they demand from me, and I want to live my life for me. You know, YOLO, you only live once, is what people are saying. You know, and they're just not having their children. Then they have children, they want somebody else to raise their children. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I'll raise one,
pay somebody else to raise them.
Yeah, pay somebody else to raise them, instead of seeing them for the treasures they are. Mm-hmm. Even when they're difficult. I mean, I was a real difficult child coming up. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I had all these problems and different things. And you can read my testimony at meetmyfather.org. And, but God had mercy on me. My parents had mercy on me. And they did not, you know, stop loving on me and stop praying for me. And here we are today. And so we have to really begin to appreciate, again, in the church, natural children and spiritual children. And listen, we can win this migration war by winning Muslims to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You can witness to Muslims. Go figure. Right. We'll talk about that a little bit quickly. And the third is racism in a traditional church. You know, Derek shares about, they called the, after 5 years of being in the church.
Shocking.
Is that shocking? Right. Oh my gosh. She, 6'5", 6'4", in excess of 280-pound man, sitting behind a lady. He's African-American. She's white. And for 5 years, and she didn't even have a relationship with him enough to know that was him in the parking lot of the church, and she called the police on him. You got to hear that. You got to hear Dirt talk about that, because we got to deal with this. And the other is, the fourth is, will we go to jail for the health care bill?
Mm-hmm.
Will we go to jail with the new health care law? Because you're going to find out in that, that the congressman asked, does this mean that they can seize your money, seize your assets, and send you to jail? And the answer is yes. You got to see that. And the last one is 4 house churches start an inner city school, and 2 house churches give $1 million to missions. And more. You got to find this
awesome.
Out. It's totally awesome. So that's the top five for today, and seeing what's going on up there. I do want to talk about, I want to talk about, you know, some things that's going on with you, Steve, and I want that, you know, our listeners to be able to hear. But I do want to share the wisdom moment this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom moment. It's the 17th of the month, so we're looking at Proverbs chapter 17, and then we're going to pick one or two verses from that. That's how we always do it, kind of corresponding. If you want to do this, I encourage you to listen to the corresponding chapter for that month. For example, say it's the 17th of the month. Listen, let the audio play in your iPod, iPhone, or whatever of chapter 17. Just let it wash over you. You don't worry about grabbing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just let that wisdom come over you, because we are lacking wisdom in America and parenting and families and finance. It's just like, and wisdom's crying aloud in the streets. And the question is, will we respond to him? Will we respond to the Lord and his wisdom? Well, Proverbs 17:1 reads, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Think about that. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Isn't that so true?
Not a house full of strife right now.
I mean, think about that. There's so many houses full of strife, you know? And what it is, when you talk about a house of feasting, because we've gotten so far away from defining, you know, what a blessing is, that that a blessing is food. I mean, people, there was a time when a president got in office because he promised a chicken in every pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and today the mindset is, well, what kind of chicken is it going to be?
What flavor is it?
You know, and I don't want to eat the entire body of the chicken. I just want to eat the wing, which they are good. But I still eat all the parts. And so, but understanding that, and somebody says, well, is it going to be hot, barbecued, spicy, or whatever? He just promised Americans
food,
you know, that a chicken in every pot. And so when he's talking about here, he says, better is a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting. He's talking about prosperity. He's talking about just having a whole bunch of stuff and things as much as you want, you know. And when I think about it, I think about this, the most frequent causes of divorce. The most frequent cause of divorce is over finances.
Right.
It's over finances, over understanding, you know, the perception of finances. No matter what people tell you, it's actually finances. And there's an article we have on the VFN TV blog about this. But many couples fail to openly discuss financial situations before they marry, how they handle debt, their spending habits, their salary information. Can you imagine? The thing is, yes, you can, because we are so left God's way of doing things mm-hmm. that people are getting married and not even talking about.
You have 17 credit cards. Right. I didn't know that. That's kind of important. Right. Let's talk about this.
Right. What? Right. Well, I knew you wouldn't marry me if I didn't tell you about it.
I figured I'd wait till afterwards. Yeah, right. That was kind of part of the information.
It's like, oh my goodness, I married a congressman. Oh my goodness. And so, you know, if somebody says, I don't know what her problem was, I don't know what his problem was, you know, that one is like, could it be you actually withheld who you really were? You didn't tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
that the covenant was based on a lie,
right.
you know, that you weren't honest. And God has a way of teaching us about financial integrity. We all make mistakes. Things happen. Things break down, you know, and you have to make decisions sometimes you wouldn't have to make. And we're in a nation that lets us try business and fail
mm-hmm.
and recover from that. Most of the most successful businessmen and women in America have built businesses, but the ones and failed, and eventually they succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so cool about the American dream, that right now it's at risk.
Right.
It's at risk. But what you see is this insatiable appetite for feasting on things and stuff and money.
Right.
You know, there's a song that was on television. It's saying something, I want to be a billionaire. What it says, I want to be a billionaire. And it's like just this lust for more. Mm-hmm. I want. And you have these programs like talent shows and stuff like American Idol mm-hmm. and X Factor and all that. And you hear these guys being interviewed. They're going, I want stuff and more things. And they're just running after, you know, feasting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to destroy their homes and their family. And that's what all happens. And if we do that, if we don't understand that we have to get to the level that there's peace and quiet, mm-hmm. even if it means there's a crust yes. of bread.
Right.
It's amazing how people will spend their whole life in turmoil. They'll spend their whole life just running after everything. And then their life will end up and all they have is a dry crust of bread. Mm-hmm. And they're going like, I'm the happiest person I've ever been.
Right.
That reminds me of a particular man. That he was at a fishing village, and he was a real good fisherman. He'd go out and he'd fish. He'd catch him one or two fish. And then once he caught the fish, he would take his guitar, and he would go to the local, you know, this is like a real remote area, I think in Alaska. And he would go and kind of sit around this stove thing in the store, and he would sit there and play some of his guitar, and he would talk with his friends and just relax and all that. And then he would go back to his home, fix up the fish and eat and spend some time with other friends that are there. And this one particular MBA, this business mm-hmm. you know, administration major, comes in there and he looks at this guy and he thinks, my goodness, he is a excellent fisherman. He knows how to catch fish. Look how I tell you what. So he builds this whole business plan. He puts it all together. And he figures out, you know, his 5-year projections and what the financials mm-hmm. would be like. And you're familiar with this.
Yep.
And he lays all that out. And he's thinking, man, we could begin to build small, and then we'll multiply ourselves. So he goes and talks to the guy. He says, listen, I've been watching you, what you're doing, and you're an excellent fisherman. I got a plan for you. This is the plan. The plan is that you begin to fish. We'll get a few more boats out here. We'll get some other people, and you teach them how you're fishing. And then they'll go out and they'll begin to fish like you're fishing because you're teaching them your mm-hmm. skills.
Right.
And when you multiply that enough, we'll get a fishery here where we can begin to process the fish and freeze it because this is excellent fish that you're catching. And we're going to begin to ship it to different businesses in the United States. And once we get it to a certain point, we'll take it public. We'll actually take it public on the New York Stock Exchange and we'll sell your company for lots and lots of money. And then you can retire. And when you retire with all that money, you can actually go to the shore every day with your fishing pole.
You can retire.
And you can fish, catch a couple fish, and then when you're finished with that, you can go to the local store and kick back by the stove mm-hmm. and talk to your friends and play your guitar, and then you can go home and eat your fish and you can enjoy life.
Be peaceful.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Life goes full circle, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do all that? Why not right now? Quit chasing after... You know, Proverbs talks about over and over again, chasing after, you know, the next thing and chasing after the next thing and the next big thing and just chase after God. Enjoy where you are and the way to where he's taking you. Learn to appreciate when you have a lot. Learn to appreciate when you have a little, but never run after anything other than God. And you'll find out in that your relationships, your family, just like he says in Proverbs 17:1, it's better a dry crust of bread with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting and strife. We'll be right back. You know, when you think about, you know, John 15, where Jesus says, he tells us, you know, right before he's going to go to be with the Father, he says, all these things basically that I've asked of you, you know, it's impossible to do, to bear fruit. But it can be done. It's possible to do it on your own, but you can do it through the empowerment of Jesus Christ and abiding with him. And he said, my Father's the gardener and he is the vine and we're the branches. I mean, we all have to work together in this. And, you know, abiding is so important, but it's so easy. So many people have made it so religious that they sing it is, you know, it seems totally impossible, but it's not impossible. That's religion telling you it's impossible. As a matter of fact, I want Jamian to be able to tell you. Jamian is 6 years old, and he abides with the Lord. Just hear it in Jamian's own word. This is what your life should be like when you abide.
My name is Jamian, and I'm from Texas, and I really wish that everyone could figure out the Holy Spirit of God, and if we could follow him, we could probably be good, and God will probably make us gooder. And I think that what will we do if we could figure out if God can give us power, like following him? If we could do that, maybe we can finally figure out the Holy Spirit. And if we have a Bible and we're reading it, you might want to follow it, because it gives you more stuff to follow the Lord. And the Bible, it's what God is wanting you to do. And I think if you follow it, then you would be one of the angels from God.
Jamie is 6 years old. He's abiding with God in all we did, right, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
What did you ask Jubian?
All I asked him, what is your name?
What is your name? What you heard was a young man who's 6 years old who is abiding with the Lord. Listen, it's very simple. Religion's made it difficult. I mean, everybody wants to. You need a simple plan. A simple plan that even a six-year-old can follow. Listen, God loves you, wants to spend time with you. He has it. It's not impossible what he's asked you to do, but it's impossible to do it on your own. You can do it with an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You want to find out more? Go to iabide.org. We have a plan waiting for you, a simple plan waiting for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your plan there, and it'll come to you immediately.
You know, Greg, you ever had a conversation with a believer, and you ask them, you know, hey, what's God saying today? What's the Lord saying to you today? And oftentimes sometimes you hear back, well, you know, my pastor preached last Sunday on X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you know, that's cool. I mean, I appreciate that. That's awesome. But what did God say to you today?
Right.
And you get this puzzled look back.
It can be really frustrating as a minister, yeah. Can't it?
Does it speak to me?
You ever heard this Jesus you profess? You know.
Well, let me tell you, abiding is about what God is saying to you individually. That God desires to speak to you, and he's going to speak to you through his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love John 10. It says, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And I remember when I began to start to abide, mm-hmm. and it was just the most beautiful thing to hear that God wanted to speak to me through his word. You know, if you're out there and you want to hear God's voice and you want to know God in an intimate way and hear what he's saying to you specifically about your situation, because God cares about you.
Yes, he cares
about everything that's happening in your life, what you're going through. And the Bible is not a history book. But it's a living book because it comes from the author. And God wants to speak to you directly about your situation and your life and how much he loves you. You know, if you go to iabide.org, you can request a simple plan just to learn how to abide, how to spend time with him and hear his voice. I encourage you to do that. iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me in the studios is Steve Kalaszewski.
Good morning.
Yes. We are looking forward to the extra hour. You got to hear the extra hour as we're going to be talking about fishing stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk about fishing stories. And, you know, the Lord's called us to be fishers of men. Fishers of men. And you know, we're going to even begin to talk about, you know, some of my experiences and some of Steve's experiences and you're probably going to enjoy them. And it maybe give you a different perspective. Hopefully it's going to give you a different perspective because, you know, God's called us all. It's called the great expectation of the king is to advance his kingdom, to fish for men, which is called the Father's business. You know, a lot of people, you know, are in other people's businesses. But God's called us as the church to be in the Father's business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not a man's business, but in the Father's business, and to make him known.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're really going to enjoy it. We have a lot of good time. Something about skin so soft, shark hooks, zigzagging instead of crossing streets. And we're going to have all kinds of things about sheets. We're going to be talking about sheets and chalk, and you don't want to miss it. In the extra hour day, we're going to have total fun sharing that with you. And you'll laugh a lot, and hopefully it'll encourage you as well. You know, in Israel right now, another segment in God's News Behind the News, I want you to know about the United Nations, which is, oh my goodness, give me a moment. I have to compose myself. Our president, one of our presidents, you know, is responsible, you know, Woodrow Wilson for beginning, wanting, his vision was for the League of Nations, and it eventually became, after World War II, the United Nations. And today they're in Israel creating so much havoc in regards to, you know, what God says about Israel. And the United Nations made a decision with the nativity and beginning to undermine Israel with it, where they're saying that they're going to make it a heritage site in Palestine.
What?
They're turning where Jesus was born. It's like, church, come on, wake up, church. Where Jesus was born, this is what, you know, it's said, that's where he was born. And if you go there, they have a whole church built around in the center of it, or they have a place where they say that that's where the manger was, where Jesus was born. And so it's, you know, they're making it. The United Nations is declared today that, or this week, that they're going to make it a World Heritage Site. As a matter of fact, listen up and I'll talk to you more about it. Okay. Let's listen up one more time.
Activity is at the center of a fight between Israelis and Palestinians. A United Nations organization recently declared the church an endangered World Heritage Site in Palestine. That upset Israelis, who say the move isn't about protecting the landmark, it's about delegitimizing their country. Chris Mitchell reports.
Palestinians celebrated the naming of the Church of the Nativity as a World Heritage Site, but we're even happier that UNESCO officially recognized Palestine in its decision.
It is the beginning, and we see it as a step in the direction of full recognition of our right, full right, to a fully sovereign state on the territory occupied in 1967.
That's why Israel and evangelical Christians are angry.
The Church of Nativity is being manipulated by the Palestinians only in order to score some more propaganda points against Israel.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says Palestinians arranged this to falsely blame Israel for endangering the church.
We don't object to the site being included on the World Heritage Site, right, because the World Heritage Sites list implies UNESCO funding for restoration, preservation works, and so on and so on.
UNESCO's decision is a totally politicized decision, follows upon their resolution last year to accept Palestine as a member state.
Last year, the U.S. cut $60 million in funding to UNESCO after it admitted Palestine as a full member. That's a status reserved for officially recognized countries. David Parsons with the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem says Palestinians have a built-in UN majority for what he calls the Flat Earth Society.
If they proposed that the earth was flat, most nations would vote for it. They're anti-Israel, and in a lot of UN forums, they're able to just pass all sorts of resolutions that delegitimize Israel and bypass the peace talks.
In Christian tradition, the church was built over the area of Jesus Christ's birth. Some 2 million tourists visited there last year.
Of course, this benefit will include more tourists coming to visit Bethlehem.
This decision is not going to bring more or less tourists to Bethlehem. The main gauge of that is whether Christians, pilgrims in the land, feel safe. And that is a matter of whether the Palestinians want to cease terror and violence against Israel.
The situation could get worse. Palestinians have a poor record in taking care of Jewish and Christian holy sites. They have also claimed some Jewish sites as mosques. Experts say the UNESCO move also sets a precedent for putting other biblical sites under Palestinian control. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
So what you're seeing there is they're taking the birthplace of Christ. I mean, it's not just America that that anything about God is being removed. It's all over the world. And the church has to wake up. The church needs to wake up and understanding that it's our responsibility to make God known. And Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And our ministry is Jesus' ministry. He says, as I was sent, now you go. Do exactly what I did, even greater things than these. And if we're complaining about, you know, what's happening right now in the world, we're not realizing that we're the solution. We're the answer. We're the ones that are supposed to go and tell them about Jesus Christ, to tell them that God loves them, that God's got a plan for their life. We need to believe that God can save Muslims. God can save Mormons. God can save Hindus. God can save Buddhists. Mm-hmm. God can save just lost pagans. He can save anybody. He saved us. And that we are supposed to be preaching the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. We're not supposed to be preaching salvation. We're supposed to be preaching the King and his kingdom with authority and his dominion in our lives, not his dominion on this earth, his dominion over us. And when we surrender ourselves to him, then we operate off the fruit of the Spirit because he's giving us, he's leading us by his Spirit because Jesus sits on the throne of our hearts. Mm-hmm. And when you look at all the false religions, what they're trying to do is set up rule here on earth. They keep on trying to take over the world. And right now what's taking place with George Soros and with even our Secretary of State, even some decisions that our president is making, they're thinking world power. And you look at the president of Russia. You look at Iran, you look at the caliphate, you look at Islam, you, what they're wanting to do is to take over the world. It's been happening ever since, you know. And so, but we, what we want to do is see God take over a man's heart.
Amen.
But that will happen. He says, how will they know unless someone tells them? How will someone tell them unless someone is sent? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. So you got to go. You got to go tell them. You got to go. And blessed are the feet who carry the good news. It's time for us again to step out of whatever is holding us from obeying the great expectation of our Creator and step out in bold faith, like John G. Lake said, not fear, faith, and watch God meet you there every single time. Listen, if it cost us our life, that's a small price to pay, seeing God gave His Son's life,
right,
that we may have eternal life. We have to get to the point where, you know, when you're looking at what's taking place in false religions, you know, that they're willing to die for what they believe in. They're willing to die for what there's nothing more beautiful than somebody who believes something so deeply that they're willing to die for it. It's sad, though, when they're willing to die for a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But even those who are willing to die for a lie, that people think, wow, you know. But the church, who's been promised eternal life, who's been promised eternal life, is not willing to even die to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Derek was talking about this when Derek was on. And Derek said, you know, he writes lyrics. He's a spoken word. He writes a spoken word. Some people call it rap, but really it's just beautiful poetry, and you listen to it, and it's, he has, you know, hooks and lines that he uses. And one of them, he says, you know, he looks at you and goes, it's going to require mass suicide. I said, what? He says, it's going to require mass suicide. I thought, okay, just go with this. I need to go with this, right? And you can hear this on the highlights. But then he says, we need to fall on something sharp. And I'm like, okay, probably need to talk a little bit after this. And he goes, no, he says, that's the word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have to die to ourselves. And the thing about suicide is you have to participate in the process, you know?
Right.
And God says, you know, unless you deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. Unless you die to your own ambitions and what you want and what you think. And it's just like, really? Come on. Come on. I mean, are you enjoying your life? I'm not enjoying your life. Is it really that good? Come on. You're just watching other people's life. Come on. You're not enjoying that. You can't be. Could be. You know, it's time to live the adventure God has called you to. Realize that we need to die to ourselves and, right, and find out what God wants. What happens in the Marines? What happens in the Marines? You join the Marines and you stand up in boot camp on Paris Island and you say, I just want everybody to know, I appreciate the way that you guys are doing things here at Paris Island. I appreciate, hey, drill, pay attention, drill instructor.
That's not going to last very
long.
Know,
I need a counseling session with you. I need to tell you. And what happens to that person who stands up and says, you know, we need to change the way this thing is going. You just need to go my way. I'm not going to die to myself. And that's what Paris Island is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's dying to yourself and pushing beyond your limits and becoming one with the vision that the Marines have to protect our nation, right?
Right.
So what would happen to a Marine like that?
He'd get kicked out in a matter of seconds.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? But what if he has a good reason? Why? I mean, why? If he had a good reason, like he was thinking about, he was Googling good ideas, you know, Google good ideas, enter, find out what it is, you know. And he came up with a couple original Google ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he presents them, and he's got evidence of why it should go a different way. What's going to happen then?
Nothing's going to change much.
It's not.
Nothing's going to change.
What would happen if they changed?
A lot of people would die.
A lot of people would die.
Right.
A lot of people would die. And the thing about it is, you know, God's not going to change. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
Forever. It reminds me of a captain that was on a ship. And it was foggy, and everybody couldn't see good, you know. And he's taking his ship in, and all of a sudden he sees another ship. It's light. You can see the light. And he gets on his radio. He says, you know, this is Captain such and such of my such and such USS ship, and you need to, you know, you need to yield the right of way. I'm coming, and you need to turn away. And all of a sudden, the it's replied on the radio, no, sir, you're going to need to change your course. And the captain goes, I am Captain such and such, whatever his name is, you know. He says, you do change your course. Reply comes back. No, sir, you need to change your course. And then he comes back and just rants. I am Captain. Don't you understand who I am? Do you understand who I am? You need to change your course. Now. And the reply comes back. No, sir, we're a lighthouse. And you're going to have to change your course because we can't change ours. And think about that. So many people are trying to change what God says.
Mm-hmm.
But yet your life ends up on the rocks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Things are falling apart. You're just angry because God won't adapt to you. But the truth is you're suffering because you won't adapt to God. I mean, the lighthouse can't change. It's stationary. God is forever who he is. He's not going to change. He loves you. He has a plan for your life, but you have to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's pride that captain had. You know, I'm a captain. He never even thought about the fact that he's talking to something that will not change.
Right.
So you could pray for 24 years and you can rewrite the Bible and say you had some encounter with some angel in upstate New York, you know, and all of a sudden you're a new prophet because you met an angel named Mormon and your name's Joseph, or you can be, you know, Muhammad, and you say you met another angel and you got a new revelation and you rewrote things. You can do all these different things, but the truth is God never changed. He's the same. He's the same. You're ending up on the rocks in your life and things are falling apart because you're demanding the lighthouse to move when God is not going to move. He's the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You got to make a decision. And it was when you think about that, if you were the captain, you would have been so embarrassed because you can understand a simple stationary lighthouse.
Right.
But the truth is, can you understand God? God is never changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. He doesn't speak and not act or promise and not fulfill. You can bank on what God says.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the one that's going to have to change your course. I encourage you today, if you haven't yet, you know, made that decision to change your course, now's the time to be able to change your course. We'll be right back in just a moment. I'm so excited to have Steve Kalaszewski with us on the LVFM radio today. I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And there's people out there right now that I know you're brilliant now. I mean, because you're so educated. I mean, you just graduated from University of West Florida. You've graduated from the Vine Fellowship Network University. I mean, you're about to go plant a church. You've already did church work in Florida, but you're going to go to Pittsburgh. I mean, you're just, you know, walking on water now. But imagine if you would.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's somebody out there listening right now via the radio that they slightly felt like, you know, I had a call, but immediately they looked at themselves and they looked at their work that's even come to pass. And, you know, they started doubting themselves. Talk to that person right now about how VFNU could help them out.
Wow. If you really feel that God's just really speaking to you or just speaking in your heart, VFNU is the resource that you need, because I totally relate to you, because when God found me, I had gone through the laundry list of everything that the world offered. And I knew that as soon as the message of Jesus Christ was shared to me, I knew that's exactly what I wanted. And God just began to just take me on a journey of just revealing himself to me. And no matter what he revealed to me, it just made me more hungry. It just gave me a greater desire. And when God began to speak to me about VFNU, I was like, I have no idea what that is, but I know I want it. And if it has anything to do with God, sign me up. And in that, it was just like, each day was overwhelming, because it was like, oh my goodness, like, wow, like this is, but it was overwhelming in a good way. And it's just so God.
Right.
God gives you the tools. He gives you just so many revelations, just so many levels of his word that are just, he's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And VFNU is just, I mean, I still have all my notes, everything. Oh, yeah. I look back on it. And even in that, it's encouraging when I look back on it. And it's like, I remember, I think I was talking about with you right after I graduated, and it was like looking back over an old photo album of all the revelations. It's just like, oh, I remember this one. Oh, yeah. I remember when God spoke to me in my abiding time about this, and it was just,
isn't it amazing? So that you can gather all the information that you want to, but there's nothing like the revelation. It's so empowering, and that's what VFNU is about.
Yeah,
it was revealed from God.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like, you know, you might be thinking like, I got to go take my English class, I got to take my algebra class, I got
not information.
It's just the revelation of God, and it's anointed. You know, and so you walk into it probably thinking, you know, well, I got to get this information so I can, you know, get to the point where I could minister, maybe shepherd God's people or whatever. And you walk in, the first thing you go is like, whoa, right? Right?
Yeah.
And then you finish that while, right? And then you go, the next thing you go, like, whoa, you know, it's just, he's so awesome, isn't he?
No matter how much God you have, there's more.
There really is. And if you want to find out more, you want possibly interested in, you feel a call on your life, you want to know more about possibly getting into leadership, and maybe you want to feel like you're called to be a pastor and you want to be trained, just come out to go to vfnu.org. That's vfnu.org, and you can find out more.
You know, if you're out there and you're listening, and you know, you find that life is empty, and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you work at a good job, you went to school, you're married, you have a family, you have children. And you know what? Things still don't seem to quite satisfy. And it still seems like, you know, there's a big hole in your heart. I want to encourage you. There is hope today. You know, there is a hope through relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And you can meet him at Meet My Father. You know, the world is hungry. And I can tell you, I was in the same place. I can relate. You know, I went to school. I did all the right things that you're supposed to do. But yet, deep down in my heart, I still had such a huge hole and no amount of everything the world had to offer me, and I did it all, was never satisfying. And still, at the end of the day, I still was missing my relationship with God. You know, if that's you, let me tell you, you can meet him. You can go to meetmyfather.org, and you can meet my father, and you can begin this journey of understanding and knowing him personally. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me on today's program is Steve Kalaszewski.
Hello, hello.
You know, we're coming to the end of our first hour. I know it moves quickly. I got to quit saying that because I say it moves quickly, but it's amazing. Like, you're in this time warp thing. It's like, what was that? That was it. You know, if you're a guest on VFN Radio and you got to say something, you got to say it, because so many people get off the radio and go, you know, I was going to say it, but it happened so quickly. I think about Barbara, she had so many things she was going to say, and she didn't realize how fast it would go.
Mm-hmm.
Give a shout out this morning to Barbara. I want to say this, that, you know, we're talking about, you know, we're going to talk about our fishing stories in the extra hour. You can't miss it. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk about, you know, different things, and I think it's going to really encourage you. And we're going to have fun either way. You know, Steve and I are going to be talking about it. And so I do want to give a shout out to our Facebook listeners today. You know, we are excited about, you know, all the way from Russia. Wow. to Alaska, of course, all over the United States. And
right.
It's just cool to see, you know, what's happening. You know, over 7,000 visitors to the VFN TV blog during the last 30 days. And I mean, God is just really moving, and we're so cool. It's so cool because we're able to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be a voice of hope, a clear voice of hope that's loyal to Jesus.
Right.
We have an allegiance. We have an allegiance to the point of the flames.
Right.
To Jesus. Total allegiance to Jesus. And you need to hear, we need to hear that voice. We need to hear a voice that says, let God be the truth and every man a liar.
Right.
You know, God's right. We just got to figure out how we got to get ourselves back to where God is. And this big ship is turning, you know, and we want to just believe God's going to turn us. If we just turn in our hearts, no matter where we're at, then he'll begin to turn us if we follow his voice and abide with him. I do want to say this, you know, as we're moving to the last part here is of our first hour, is understanding what's taking place. We talk about these different things that are happening, you know, in the world and what's happening at Israel, and what's happening. Yesterday we talked about the sinking ship and all the holes that are being punched in it into the ship of America. And it's not, it's really not as concerning to me about the holes being punched into the ship of America as much as people are sleeping. The church is sleeping while the holes are being punched. Mm-hmm. And they're focusing on one hole that's punched. Like they're focusing on finances, or they're focusing on same-sex marriage, or they're focusing on the borders, or they're focusing on Islam, or they're, you know, it's like, how about let's just go, oh my goodness, you know,
we're going down.
And if we go down on our knees, there's a chance America won't go down as a nation.
Right.
That's our only hope. And if you have not yet, you got to hear yesterday's program on July the 16th, but you also need to go to VFNTV.com and be a free subscriber, and you have free access to all these prophetic teachings, and one of them is the Elijah storm. Listen, it's happening just like God said it would happen, isn't it? It's totally happening that way. And with that, you know, right at a church gathering in America, protesters came in. As a matter of fact, I want you to see this too. I'm looking at this, and we're going to make this available on it is available, as a matter of fact, on the VFNTV blog. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. But they came in and they scattered themselves. These anti-Semitic means this, that they hate Jews. They hate what God says about Israel. And they begin to, as Pastor John Hagee was preaching his message, they began to jump up and protest right in the middle of his service. As a matter of fact, look at this. You got to see this.
You can feel the presence of God in that building.
Watch this.
At one point in time, people were weeping from the front row to the back row. And I asked the Lord, why is that? And this is what I felt the Lord say. For the first time in their lives, they're feeling the love of God from Christians rather than persecution. Sit down.
They're jumping up and shouting out in the church in the midst of all that crowd. They're coming against Christians United for Israel. They're talking about genocide. They're escorting her out now, right now. Now they're all standing up and applauding, but they don't understand. They're all over that congregation. Look, here goes another. Another one stands up on the other side. They start telling him, sit down, and they take him out. They're escorting him out now. That's another
one. Standing up all over the place.
All over the place.
Right.
And that, they think they got them all out. And another one. There goes. She stands up. She yells out.
And they have no idea that these people are sitting next to them.
They have no idea.
Right.
And another one stands up. And then another one stands up. They yell out against Israel. And they yell out against Christians United for Israel.
And they're trying to just applause and just.
Yeah.
So I just can't hear them.
Look, and then another one. Another one. A whole other side stands up. Another one stands up. Another one stands up. And another one stands up. I can't show the whole thing, but I want to tell you this. They didn't even know they were there. Listen, church, you cannot continue to gather without meeting who's next to you. You're going to have to know who they are and live your life together. Begin to abide with each other, abide with God. We're going to close. You got to hear yesterday's broadcast. You got to stay tuned to VFN Radio. We can no longer sit in a crowd that we don't even know who's there. We need to meet them. Meet the person. Yeah, meet the person next to you. You know, they could be Al-Qaeda next to you right there. We're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Make sure you join us in the extra hour today. We're going to be talking about fishing stories. For those that aren't going to be able to join us, have a blessed day. We give a shout out to you, Blake, this morning. Looking forward to talking to you when we get off the air. Don't forget to catch us on VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com or on your app store. Just search for VFNTV. TV.